mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, third hour. It is the 15th day of November 2004. I'm Alex Jones. What we're doing is going through the PrisonPlanet.com WTC implosion section and playing clips we've never played here before, and playing some of the clips we have played ad nauseum of the owners saying they blew it up. And the next clip is NBC talking about the fire chief saying bombs. We have other clips of the firefighters themselves say you see the bombs going off, boom, 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 boom. And we'll go back to a Peter Jennings clip. We'll play that later in the hour after we go to these other clips. We're also going to be taking your calls on any issue you want to discuss. 1-800-259-9231. Why am I talking about this so much today? Because WTC construction certifiers say towers should have easily withstood jet fuel temperatures, and they say the federal government is covering something up because they've done tests on raw steel, and it doesn't even get red hot until 3,000 degrees, and they admit jet fuel doesn't burn any hotter than 1,600 degrees. And the fires were almost out, the firefighters reported. The columns were insulated in asbestos, an incredible fire retardant, also very dangerous for your lungs. And they said they blew the building up. I mean, this is a big deal, folks. So we're going to play more of those clips and get more into what Kevin Ryan, Underwriters Laboratories, has to say about the whole cover-up, who was involved in underwriting the World Trade Center complex and the steel used in it. Plus, some good news is 50 groups joined nationally to fight the national ID card that's on the verge of going to the president's desk. A group pushes for Arnold Schwarzenegger to be president, to repeal the 22nd Amendment, the second article to the Constitution. This group is Arnold run and controlled. The evidence is overwhelming. We have detailed articles on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now detailing that. Just ultra-massive amounts of insane news. We'll be covering it all. Oh, where does it all end? And, of course, again, you're welcome to join us. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll take a lot of your calls, so try to limit them to about 60 seconds or so. Let's go ahead and go to this next clip. This is NBC talking to the firefighters. Go ahead and hit it.
This is what it looked like moments ago. My God.
Okay, we're going to pause that because that's ABC. What we're going to do is we're going back to that ABC news clip later. We're going to air the NBC one we were just listening to during the break, John. The NBC clip where they're talking to the fire chief. Okay? And we'll do that after the break. I mean, we literally got about 20 clips here, and I'm in Austin, Texas. They're in Minnesota, and they're doing a great job, but it gets confusing here. But we're going to go back through all these clips again, all the clips we've already aired, but we're going to air the clips we have never aired before here when we get back. Then we're going to find that clip we aired about a year ago, the firefighters cussing, but we're going to cut the cussing out, where they're talking about, did you see the bombs going off? That's another clip we've got that we're going to have to clean up first before we play it. Cleaned it up a year ago, but we can't find it in the computers. We have to get the raw clip again and do that. So that is all coming up after this break and after we cover some of all the other international and national news and Colin Powell resigning and Alberto, I love torture, Gonzalez, and Arnold, I love tyranny, Schwarzenegger, and just all of them. We're going to cover it all after this break. And again, you can check out our detailed analysis of Arnold, of Gonzalez, of Powell leaving, of WTC7 and the towers, of the underwriters. All these huge breaking news reports are on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net right now. We need to realize how serious all of this is and how out in the open all this evil is. Now, we have the tools to expose the truth, but it's up to us, the listeners, up to us, the citizens, to take action with it. And when you take action with it and email it out to everybody, it is an unstoppable force. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's a clip from PrisonPlanet.tv that's not on our Building 7 demolition section that will get added there. There's just so much evidence. How do you keep it all in one place? Where they talk about the firefighters and bombs and explosions. Then we have the clip with the firefighters, in their own words, talking about the bombs going off. But here's that NBC discussion of what the fire chief said. Go ahead and play it.
NBC's Pat Dawson is close to the scene of that attack. Pat?
If there is a war, it's a war against terrorism that started, rather ongoing right now. It started here at about 8:45 this morning, as you described, a big hole in the skyline at the southern end, the southern tip of Manhattan Island, where the two World Trade Center towers have stood for the last 25 years, 110 stories high. They are no longer there. Just moments ago, I spoke to the chief of safety for the New York City Fire Department, who was obviously one of the first people here on the scene after those two planes were crashed into the side, we assume, of the World Trade Center towers, which used to be behind me over there. Chief Albert Curry told me that he was here just literally 10 or 15 minutes after the events that took place this morning. That is the first crash. He said that at one point he had roughly 10 alarms. That would equate to roughly 200 to 225 New York City firefighters who were in the building. This was after the crash, trying to rescue civilians who were in there. Now, earlier this morning on the Today Show, we spoke to the director of the World Trade Center. He said that at that hour of the morning, you could have upwards of 10,000 people in each of those towers. That would be 20,000 people total in each tower. The chief safety of the Fire Department of New York City told me that shortly after 9 o'clock, he had roughly 10 alarms, roughly 200 men in the building trying to effect rescues of some of those civilians who were in there, and that basically he received word of the possibility of a secondary device, that is another bomb going off. He tried to get his men out as quickly as he could, but he said that there was another explosion which took place, and then an hour after the first hit here, with the first crash that took place, he said, there was another explosion that took place in one of the towers here. So obviously, according to his theory, he thinks that there were actually devices that were planted in the building. One of the secondary devices he thinks that took place after the initial impact was, he thinks, may have been on the plane that crashed into one of the towers. The second device he thinks, he speculates, was probably planted in the building. So that's what we have been told by Albert Turry, who is the chief of safety for the New York City Fire Department. He told me that just moments ago. Now, we are continuing to hear explosions. We are continuing to hear explosions here downtown. And what we've been told by some of the fire officials is that there are some gas lines that occasionally are exploding down there, because obviously, as you can imagine, there are a lot of open gas lines down in the southern part of Manhattan where the World Trade
Center. So, again, it just goes on and on. Then we have several clips, actually, of firefighters. We have to cut out all their cuss words. Obviously, they weren't excited. Lost a lot of friends, of comrades, as they say, in the structures. But Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane, and this baby just blows up and falls, and we got Larry Silverstein saying they blew it up. And we're going to play that again later. But why did I bring all this back up today? Because in our WTC section, we have WTC construction certifiers say towers should have easily withstood jet fuel temperatures. The following letter was sent today by Kevin Ryan of the Underwriters Laboratories to Frank Gale of the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or the NIST. Underwriters Laboratories is the company that certified the steel components used in the construction of the World Trade Center towers. The information in this letter is of great importance. And he goes on to say, look, why do you guys keep saying this? Your own tests show that basting raw steel for days in 2,000-degree temperature with jet fuel, we've done the test, doesn't even make it red hot. 3,000 degrees doesn't even melt raw steel. This was hardened steel, which doesn't even redden up until past 3,000 degrees. This is ridiculous. This is impossible. Jet fuel burns not even at 1,600 degrees. The firefighters were in the buildings and the fires were almost all out. People were standing in the windows. We've done our own test. All our own reports say it's impossible. Why do you keep saying this? He says your own report says it's impossible, but then you go on TV and says that the fire did it. And then we got Building 7, wasn't hit by a plane, has a few small fires in it, super far away from the buildings. You ought to go to Ground Zero. They just built a new Building 7 in its place. Super far, I mean, it's two blocks away. Buildings right next door, like the Millennium Hilton, weren't even damaged. And then way, I mean, it's just football field after football field after football field away. It's every building Silverstein owns catches on fire and blows up. It's ridiculous. Buildings right next to it barely even got damaged when Building 7 fell. Got some window and fire damage. I mean, it just, buildings don't do this. Remember Caracas a month ago? 70-something story building burns for 2 days, fire shooting out of half the stories. Nothing collapses. It doesn't collapse. It doesn't happen. It's impossible. Oh, man. It's just unbelievable. So you got to go get this updated WTC 7 page, email it out to everybody. We have got to get this word out to people. We have got to warn people. All right, I'm going to blitz through news. Then we're going to go to Frank and others. 1-800-259-9231. Obviously, again, one of Schwarzenegger's former campaign managers. She was over his finance. Lisa Morgenthaler Jones, big mutual fund manager in the Bay Area, and a big donor to Schwarzenegger's campaign, has set up ads all over California with amendforarnold.com to make him El Presidente. They admit it's for him, and Dana Rohrabacher, the congressman, says, yes, the Republicans want him in 08. Yes, it's official. That's what we're doing. That now it's all being admitted. Now, that was in the San Jose Mercury News. We've had everybody from Ted Kennedy to Jay Leno to John McCain out pushing in the last 3 weeks. Arnold on 60 Minutes. It's incredible. With all his Nazi times, ties, all the groping, all the drug use, all the porno mags. I mean, if politicians date somebody in a porno mag, they got to resign, like Gary Hart. But Arnold's doing it. It's like, oh, good, that's Christian, that's conservative. It's unbelievable. So we've got that up there for you. Continuing here with the news, Jerusalem Post, 9/11 terror used to sell cigarettes in Israeli papers. A lot of Israelis are mad about this, but the ad agency in Tel Aviv makes a joke about it, and it says, you know, basically the ad says, you know, destroy America, don't smoke their cigarettes, and shows cigarettes as towers being destroyed by the better Dutch cigarettes. Some good news here out of Michigan News. 50 groups have gotten together to denounce the National ID Card plan. There's no greater threat to our personal security and liberty. The National ID Card system, says DeWeese, who is calling on supporters of the center to contact 7 key senators and 5 key representatives, all Republicans, to have any ID card language stripped from S-2845 and H.R. 10. We'll get more into that later. Fort Bragg troops trained for Homeland Security mission. Says they're going to have missions on civilian soil everywhere, but they're starting out Fort Bragg troops are going to West Point to run a drill there on the mountain and surrounding area. And of course, this will train the cadets for urban warfare actions. They say the traditional image of the military troops is going overseas, but now more than ever, troops trained to go anywhere, even inside the United States. Just this week, Fort Bragg soldiers ran a rare training exercise in New York. See, a group of soldiers flew to New York to train in a fictional scenario in which terrorists plan to strike West Point Military Academy, the place where future Army leaders train. Once the Fort Bragg troops landed, the commanders were briefed. They predicted what fictional enemies might do and how they might do it. Within the whole 9/11, anything possible after that, said Special Officer David Milburn. That's where things are happening now. It's here in the homeland. Within hours, soldiers set up communications and begin patrolling the mountain campus. One group of soldiers make up what's called the fire team during the drill. They walk around hours looking for anything suspicious along the perimeter. We're here to do a job, complete a mission, go home, said Sergeant Christian Rajas. The paratroopers stuck to their training details for 12 straight hours. The group can be ready to go anywhere within 4 hours. Most units around the country are scheduling more domestic training ops like this one. The soldiers at Fort Bragg have done 3. Near Fallujah, a Marine commander who played and helped plan the battle for Fallujah says U.S. military ground and assault troops have gone quicker than expected. The entire city is occupied after 6 days of fighting. At least 31 American troops have died with hundreds wounded. Oh, boy. And of course, the whole country's blown up. 10 different cities have had major problems, and it just goes on and on. Then I got articles like this, Associated Press, police. Couple plan to sacrifice children. New Hampshire, a woman and her boyfriend are accused of plotting to sacrifice the women's 3 children on a church altar. Nicole Machini, 29, and John Trubber, 35, were arrested in St. Mary's Church on Wednesday after workers said they heard the woman say she wanted to sacrifice the boys. We could tell this woman was not right, said Church Secretary Donna Landefold. And they're on $25,000 bail. Children 9, 7, and 2 were not harmed. Oh, my gosh. Just a complete psychopath. This, I get reports like this every week, but the average person doesn't even know what's going on. They find dead kids every week, but it's always back of the paper. The Satanists are very busy. We'll be back with more.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Frank and Chris and Robert and Vince and everybody else, your calls are coming up. I want to continue with these WTC 7 and WTC Complex clips, and then we'll get back into news after we take some of your calls. There's just so much here I'm going to be going over, so please stay with us. This next clip, have we had a chance to cut the cuss word yet out of the firefighters? Okay, we'll play that later then. Again, I already played about 10 clips in the last hour, but coming up, we're going to play one clip of the firefighters right after the collapse, saying you see the bombs, you see the boom, boom, boom. We just played NBC saying they just interviewed the deputy police chief over security, saying it was bombs. They were sure it was bombs, found some devices before the bombs went off with their firefighters in the buildings. And we got Silverstein saying they blew up Building 7. We've got all that, and I guess a good place to start again. We're not going to play the whole clip because it's too long, but here's Peter Jennings talking to a reporter from ABC on the ground where he talks about looks like explosives. Do you have that clip? Go ahead and roll it.
The whole building has collapsed?
The building has collapsed.
That's the southern tower you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. The second building that we witnessed the airplane enter had been, the top half had been fully involved in flame. It just collapsed. There is panic on the street. Thousands of people running up Church Street, which is what I'm looking out on, trying to get away. But the entire, at least as far as I can see, the top half of the building, at least half of it, I can't see below that, half of it just started with a gigantic rumble, folded in on itself, and collapsed in a huge plume of smoke and dust.
We're talking about massive casualties here at the moment, and we have... That is extraordinary.
There is panic on the streets. There are people screaming and running from the site. The gigantic plume of smoke has reached me, and I'm probably a quarter of a mile north of there.
Peter.
Now, this is a... This is what it looked like moments ago. My God. The southern tower. 10 o'clock Eastern Time this morning, just collapsing on itself. This is a place where thousands of people work. We have no idea what caused this. If you wish to bring anybody who's ever watched a building being demolished on purpose knows that if you're going to do this, you have to get at the under infrastructure of a building and bring it down.
Peter?
Yes, Dan.
What appeared to happen from my vantage point, the top part of the building
okay, that's
was
good. Hit pause right there.
In fire.
Hit pause right there. Yeah, and then what we're going to do is we're actually going to go back earlier in that clip and play when he first starts talking to him. We'll also play the firefighters again that's coming up as well. I'm going to play it again with Silverstein and then Dan Rather and then the engineer saying pull it means to demolish. We're going to play all of that. And we're also going to play the chief manager of the construction of it saying it's designed to take multiple large jet impacts. Just incredible. But continuing now with the news and information here for you, my friends. Scramblejet bid to fly at 2 miles per second. An experimental pilotless jet will today attempt to break the world speed record by reaching 7,000 miles per hour, the equivalent of 2 miles per second. NASA will conduct the first and fastest test flight of its X-43A hypersonic research aircraft known as the Scramjet, aiming to send it across the Pacific Ocean at 10 times the speed of sound. They successfully did this months ago. It only got it up to 7 times the speed of sound with the X-43A. Same aircraft with a scramjet. Bordering on nukes, new accounts from Al-Qaeda to attack the U.S. with weapons of mass destruction, Time magazine out fear-mongering. One of the CIA guys that left says that bin Laden has now gotten word from his cleric that he's allowed to nuke us, and he's going to nuke us. Al-Qaeda is going to nuke us any minute, so we better give all our rights up to our new masters and globalist controllers. The Washington Post is getting heat for making fun of retarded people. I have the cartoon here. It is totally vicious and totally wicked and indescribable. Just unbelievable. Anti-obesity, anti-smoking pill also might fight drug abuse. No telling what a pill like that will do to your brain. Miami-Dade police review taser policy after 2 children shocked in the last 2 days. One of them 6 years old. One of them 12 who just tried to run away, who was truant. Be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Dad, that cocoon stuff really got rid of your gray hair.
I'm that 44-year-old guy you've heard talking about taking Cocoon GH and how it helped reverse my gray hairs. And here's some more great news. Taking Cocoon GH can improve your life in many ways. Cocoon basically repairs your body to a youthful state you perhaps had 10 or 20 years ago. I'm taking Cocoon GH and here's what I notice. After a few sprays in my mouth, I'm in peak condition mentally, emotionally, and physically. In the state I get from Cocoon, I feel unstoppable. And you can have the same feeling. If you're tired, run down, want to boost your sexual performance, want to help wipe out back pain or arthritis, you need to start taking Cocoon GH right now. If you want similar results, call now to order Cocoon GH. Here's the number. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
All right, I'm going to cover the World Trade Center collapse and give you some of the new developments just for 4 or 5 minutes. Then we're going to take 5 calls from Frank and Chris and Robert and Vince and one other person. And then I'm going to blitz through literally about 20 articles just real fast, give you my comment on them. So we got about 26 minutes left here. I've got to move fast. Before I do that, the oldest continually operated dehydrated food company in the United States, Ready Reserve Foods. I've gotten a 2-year food supply, well, a 1-year food supply for 2 people, to be accurate, from them. Very happy with it. The best storable food I've ever gotten. Last over 10 years. They're also offering a free booklet on peak oil. And, again, I haven't decided which side I'm on with this. I mean, I know they're artificially making oil scarce, and that's clearly happening. Energy costs are exploding. Very powerful booklet, though, that they're offering free. Because the owner of this is very concerned about it and does believe in it. So give them a call. We'll give you a free copy of a booklet. They won't pitch it. Just give you a free brochure about storable food and a free peak oil booklet. Give them a call. 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or link through to get their phone number at readyreservefoods.com. ReadyReserveFoods.com or 800-453-2202. You can, again, I just really want you to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. 11 of my films, all my films, my weekly TV reports, most weeks 2 reports, always 1 report, my best radio interviews for members, text reports, my book, Paul Watson's book. Usually an e-book costs about $6.95 online. You get two e-books, over 500 pages, 11 films, over 25 hours of footage, my weekly TV reports, now about 50 of them up there, hundreds of hours of audio interviews for 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a monthly subscription, $5.95 for a monthly subscription. Also, buy friends and family a subscription. Just go sign up, get a passcode, email them their new passcode, tell them you got a membership, go use it. High-quality streaming, low-bandwidth streaming, you know, every video is in four different formats for you, two different formats, two different bandwidths, so four different formats total. PrisonPlanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen, you need to subscribe, and it helps us fund all the rest of our bandwidth and what we're doing with most of the sites being completely free. So it's powerful, and we want you to be a part of it. Also, InfoWars.net, we've launched internet service. I mean, we got web hosting for $9.95 a month. Deluxe for $19.95 a month. Web building systems. Customer service 24 hours a day. Robinet handles it. They do a great job. They're the folks that are the backbone of my websites. InfoWars.net. Just go look at the services and just know when you're with the big services, they're spying on you. With our system, we have a virtual browser, a cloaking device, where you can go out about the net and it's all cloaked. It's all blocked. And that's just standard. It's just built into your web surfing. We have hyper dial-up for the regular price of regular dial-up. You know, that's really fast. We have DSL. It's all on there. Infowars.net. Or to buy a hard copy of any of the 11 films I've made or any of the books or videos I carry, and some huge discounts up to 70% off right now. When you call, just ask about the different discounts for different films. 1-888-253-3139. Just give them a call and ask about the different specials. Just quite frankly, I don't have time to get into it. 1-888-253-3139. Or just go to InfoWars.com to peruse the safe, secure shopping cart to watch clips of the films, to see all the different specials, InfoWars.com. All right, again, the head organization that tested the steel and certified it as the highest quality has gone public and said, this is a total fraud. Junk steel doesn't even heat up to red hot, much less failing, to 3,000 degrees. Jet fuel burns at 1,600. They admit the fires were just a little over 1,000 degrees. They were coated in asbestos, which shielded them. This is a fraud, and you know it. And so because this has now come out, and more people are saying the world is round, it ain't flat, I want to replay some of these clips. Now, here are firefighters, minutes after the collapse, in front of a French film crew, talking about the bombs. We've already aired ABC. We've already aired NBC. We've already gone over, and we'll play Silverstein saying they pulled it again, but here are the firefighters with the profanity cut out of it. Here it is.
We made it outside. We made it about a block.
We made it at least two blocks, and we started running. Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was if it had detonated.
Yeah, detonated.
Take down a building.
All the way down. I was watching it and running.
Just ran up west.
And then you just saw this cloud of chasing you down.
I hope you heard that. It's on PrisonPlanet.tv. We got to get that particular clip moved over into the WTC7 section. And then there's the NBC clip we played earlier where he's saying, yeah, I was talking to the head of the fire department security. He said they found bombs. It was bombs, 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 bombs. We got the seismographs. We've got the explosions going off. We got a modern steel building ever collapsing. But forget Tower 1 and 2. We got Building 7. And in a film called America Rebuilding, they describe how Building 7 fell that afternoon and how they later cleared the site first because it was because it totally collapsed. So don't get confused by them. It's a film about the rebuilding and the clearing. And so they go back to the day of 9/11 and they have Silverstein showing it fall, saying it was on fire, couldn't put it out. We'd had such a loss of life, didn't want it to spread. We gave the order to pull it, and so we watched it and pulled it and gave the order and watched it fall. Then we cut to another part of the documentary where the head engineer for New York Fire Department says months later when they pulled or demolished what was left of 5 and 6, remember that, to clear the site, how they had to be careful pulling it. And then they say we're pulling it, and they show them destroying those buildings. The document that pull it means demolish. So let's go ahead and play those clips back to back. Go ahead and roll it.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Okay.
By mid...
No, good job. I told you to play the next one. You're right. I messed you up. Yeah, now here they are months later, pulling, demolishing the remains of other buildings that, by the way, were closer to Tower 1 and 2. And then towers like the Hilton Millennium, which is right next to it, not even damaged. Here it is. Roll it.
By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull Building 6.
We have to be very careful how we demolish Building 6. We were worried about the Building 6 coming down and then damaging the slurry wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
Just like you were very careful with Building 7, right, between those other buildings that didn't hardly get any damage, you mean that? Oh, there's so many other clips. The bottom line is, again, the power of you, the listeners, going to prisonplanet.com. And mass emailing out our Building 7 page to everybody on your email list and telling them to pass it on. But we're doing this because CNN and NBC have demonized us last week for exposing this. They don't have a leg to stand on. Their own engineers, their own firefighters, those that certify the buildings, they're all saying it's a fraud. The last clip I'm going to play, we've already played Dan Rather saying it looks like bombs, we're not going to play that again, is the chief manager of the construction of Tower 1 and 2 saying it was designed to take multiple strikes by large passenger jets. Here, do you have that clip? Let's roll it.
The building was designed to have a fully loaded 707 crash into it. That was the largest plane at the time. I believe that the building probably could sustain multiple impacts of jetliners because this structure is like the mosquito netting on your screen door, this intense grid, and the jet plane is just a pencil puncturing that screen netting. It really does nothing to the screen netting.
Okay.
You're not supposed
to. Okay, so there you have it. Oh, unbelievable. Let's just rapid fire through calls. Frank in Florida, thanks for holding. Go ahead. Frank, you still there? Chris in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good.
Listen, got a couple of things. I'm kind of new to all this. I've had a friend of mine who kind of turned me on to you and to your website, and I've looked over it quite a bit, and I'm still skeptical, but I'm trying to keep an open mind about all this.
I want you to be skeptical. I want you to find out what I'm saying is true.
I'm trying, brother. Believe me.
Okay, I said a year and a half ago Arnold Schwarzenegger would run for president. They'd repeal the amendments, and I said he'd have front groups out pushing it soon, and now here it is in front of you. I mean, I said George Bush was going to win. I mean, I don't make this stuff up.
Just wanted to ask you talking about the World Trade Center disaster, did you see the special? I believe it was on the History Channel.
Well, there's been a bunch of specials. You mean the one giving you the fraud of how it collapsed?
Right. They talked with the engineer, the one that you're speaking about, the guy who designed the building back in, you know, whenever they built it.
Okay, sir, if you go out and buy a big piece of steel and you put it in a giant vat of jet fuel, and then you sit there and you spray oxygen on it, it might heat up red hot. It's not going to fall apart. Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane. How do you explain that?
Well, according to this show, they said it was made to withstand the impact of a jet, but the jets weren't the same size as they were.
Sir, I just talked about Building 7. Building 7 wasn't hit by a jet.
True. Like I said, I'm trying to...
You're the firefighter saying bombs? Hey, sir. Associated Press reported, their reporters were told, get back, we're bringing 7 down.
I did not hear that. Is it on your website?
You have the AP article, yes.
Okay. Another thing...
Did you hear NBC saying the chief of the fire department said there were bombs?
Heard that. I just think a lot of that was still in the confusion of what was still going on before they knew a lot about what happened.
Well, this new thing by the group that certified the steel when it was constructed, they've done a test. They say it's impossible. Steel does not melt at 2,000 degrees, and the fires weren't... People were standing in the holes. Have you seen the video, the people standing, waving handkerchiefs for help?
Right.
In the holes? The fire department said, send up more ladders. We have 2 contained small fires on one building, 4 contained on one building. Send up ladders. And then the government said, oh, all their radios malfunctioned. Well, we got the radios. New York Daily News, the audio of them were on the site. They reported the fires were out. Then they started reporting bombs, and somebody hit the detonators to shut them up. Then the feds said the plane, the audio all malfunctioned. That turned out to be a lie. Did you hear Silverstein say they pulled the building?
I did hear that. So basically, these engineers and these other people that they've had come out and say that, you know, what happened, they're all in on it. Is that correct?
They've been told to shut... Listen, I've called Lou Caccioli, one of the high-level fire captains, who was in it, who survived it. He was in people going, yeah, we found the bombs, the explosions were, you know. And that was the first week. Then I called him. He said, Mr. Jones, I love my family. I've been told to shut up. Please don't call me again.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, that's right. Why don't you go get firefighters' names... Or the firefighters we got on video, why don't you call their houses like we've done and watch them start crying on the telephone? Or go to New York and talk to them when they go, turn your camera off, and the guy starts crying and goes, we know the truth.
Okay, skip that. How about the, we're talking about the rounding us all up and putting us in these camps.
Yeah, we've already gone from 1 million in prison to over 7 million in the system. They're building giant camps everywhere. The guy to be our new attorney general wants us to be able to be arrested for committing any misdemeanor as an act of terrorism. He's also the author of the torture memo.
But what? Okay, who's going to do all this? Is it the military that's going to round all these people up when it actually... The
Joint Chiefs of Staff have said foreign assets will do it, as well as special U.S. troops that have been given questionnaires. Will they fire on U.S. citizens?
So they'll be going to come and round up their own grandmothers and grandfathers and cousins and aunts and uncles and put them in prison camps.
Has that ever happened anywhere in the world?
It hadn't happened in the U.S. that I know of.
Oh, yeah, it did. It happened during the Civil War. I had family murdered during Reconstruction.
Yeah, but that was hundreds of years ago.
We don't do that now, do we?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Have you heard Michael Savage calling for putting people in forced labor camps?
No, I haven't.
Well, listen any day. He does it every day. Have you heard Michelle Malkin, The Case for Internment Camps, her book?
No. But
I got Bill O'Reilly on tape saying put people in prison that disagree with the government.
So when it comes right down to it, I mean, I've got friends in the military.
I've been to the camps. You know, I have video Marines training to put us in camps. I have them on video admitting it. With role players screaming, I'm an American, no, not the camp, and the interrogators going, where'd you get the guns? Where do you live? I live in San Francisco.
I've seen that video. I see it on your website.
Okay. Well, I mean, what do you... Look, I wish this wasn't true. I got family that wants to get out of this country, brother. That's how serious this is. But we're staying for this country. We're going to stay, and we're going to fight.
Well, my question is, what can we do about it? What can I do about it?
Well, we can expose who's behind the terror, so when they nuke a city, everybody knows who did it. And so when the foreign troops come marching down our streets as the savior force, we know what to do. So they never do it, because they ain't going to do it unless they think we're going to go along with it. And why have they killed me for saying all this? Well, that may happen. But the point is that you got to understand something. We've been out there burning the midnight oil 18 hours a day, exposing them, and we've got their whole program partially stalled right now. We're in a death grip battle for all the cards. And these people call me and say, I shouldn't get upset about it. We should all be real upset about it.
I am upset about it, and I've talked about it with my brother, and he just seems to think it's all a bunch of crap, and it's crazy, and it's conspiracy theorists, and they're all just whacked out. And I'm trying to keep an open mind about it, because if it all is true, I want to know what I can do about it for myself, for my friends.
Well, let me try to tell you, because I had a bunch of calls. I appreciate the call. I want you to call me tomorrow. When we got more time, I wanted to try to take everybody else's call. We'll try. Give them 45 seconds apiece or something. Look. Listen to me. That's why I'm frustrated. I can't give you all the evidence. There's too much. It's never ending. We have the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11. It's called Operation Northwoods. It's public. It's ABC News. It's Baltimore Sun. Where they describe it. The Gulf of Tonkin never happened. They staged that. The USS Liberty was attacked to blame it on Egypt. Hitler blew up the Reichstag. Ah. We're losing this country. I'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Look, people say, Alex, don't get so upset about this. I wouldn't be normal if I didn't get upset about this. I mean, these are bad people we're fighting. And you can be cowards and deny it all and just not look at it. I know you're not, sir. I'm not talking about you, the last caller. And I just get frustrated because I wish I had an hour to talk to you. Call me back in the first hour tomorrow, and we'll talk for 10 minutes. How's that sound? They're saying the Iraq vote could be delayed now for months, yeah, because they created the crisis. Dollar wallows, goes down even further. CNN money. Pentagon envisioning a costly internet war, New York Times. They call it a global information grid, everything you do, tracked and traced. They call it a godlike power they're going to have. I mean, you just, Fourth Amendment. World Health Organization batches genetic experiments with smallpox. They're creating super weaponized smallpox just to study it, even though the only samples are in Russian and U.S. labs. Bunch of eugenics psychopaths. Officials, U.S. planning surgical strikes on North Korea out of the Korean Times. The head of the Labor Party over there says he talked to the U.S. The plan to pull out U.S. troops is because they're planning to use surgical nuke strikes on North Korea. Ex-Soviet dissidents warn of police state in Russia. People who fought the communists say Putin's the same thing, just with a different label. Oh, but it's Bush's favorite buddy. Total police state there. Putin carrying out terror attacks. A shameful episode in Harvard's history, how they accept and love known top Nazis as their best buddies. And that integrates with Arnold, with his former campaign head over finance, funding these ads that Arnold's behind, with all Arnold's minions out on TV, promoting him to get rid of the second article of the Constitution and the 22nd Amendment so he can be president. We've got the most detailed analysis just written today and last night on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Please email that to everybody and warn everyone. I mean, how can somebody who says he admires Hitler and wants to be a dictator and who poses for homosexual magazines and is for abortion be worshipped by conservatives? Oh! Chris, we already talked to Chris. Robert in Kansas, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir.
My battery's about ready to go dead.
Go ahead.
Last night on 60 Minutes, they had a CIA guy tell that there's going to be...
Bin Laden's going to nuke us any minute. He got the cleric's approval. Oh, it's all over.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know if you got that message or not. I thought it was pretty important that people hear it.
No, it is. It's just more fear-mongering, but go ahead and make your point. I'm sorry.
Well, I thought it might benefit 15-day notice or something like that from the government before they go ahead and do it.
So they can say, see, we warned you.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
After the nuke went off, criticizing the government's illegal, we have to do it to protect ourselves.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
And by the way, while we're busy doing this, we're going to take all your pension funds. You're not going to complain too much about the Pan-American Union now, are you?
But you did hear it, though, right? On 60 Minutes.
No, the CIA guy released that 2 days ago, and it was going to be on. I read how it was going to be on there last night. No, I didn't know.
He said there's going to be untold deaths. Either nukes, biochems, or I think he mentioned biochem.
Because Al CIA to Chief Bin Laden has been given the go-ahead by his cleric.
Yeah, it's some sort of propaganda. I know that because he's still looking. He was the head man looking for Bin Laden, you know. So.
No, yeah.
You know how that goes.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks.
Bush, thank you. Bush says he's not too worried about Bin Laden anymore. Let's talk to Vince. Vince, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Last night on the Coast to Coast program, they had Joel Skousen, and the host last night was Art Bell. And I just thought it was really despicable the way that Art Bell is in some sort of denial of the fact. The show was mostly about 9/11 and the Pentagon and whatnot. It really was despicable, and I'd like all your listeners to call up Art Bell when he's on the air and ask him to educate himself, to visit your website, and if he's got any guts to have you, Alex Jones, on the show with him concerning that.
Well, I think he showed guts having Joel Skousen on. I think that's overall good. I don't want to sit there and just bash that forum. I mean, at least he had Joel Skousen on.
Yeah, but I just think Joel's a little more mild-mannered, and Art was kind of monopolizing with his illogical conclusions and cover-up of the truth.
Well, I'd love to go on Art Bell's show. Take care. I know George Norrie has me on. We appreciate him for that. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Please get the WTC7 updated page. Email it out to everybody. Arnold being a big, fat, disgusting Nazi. Email that out to everybody. And email out the information about Mr. Gonzalez, Mr. I Love Torture. PrisonPlanet.tv.